We the people built this land. Our flesh and blood is present in its buildings, its roads, and its bridges. Our souls are its spiritual cornerstone. Our culture is its foundation. Our being nourishes this land, as our ancestors' beings nourished it before us. Yet the land has not always reimbursed us. We the people recognize the bullshit of the powerful. The injustices they committed in the past have never disappeared from view. The inequalities they perpetrate are there for all but the blind. The inadequacies they've paid forward to a future age are appearing over the horizon. We the people have the will to heal the divisions that threaten to reduce our dreams to ashes. We believe in resurrecting the creative power of our diversity. We open our hearts and minds and dance to the rhythm of a brand new future. Together, brave and compassionate and beautiful, may the goddess protect we, the people.
I'm your host, Bridget Todd. You're listening to Afropunk Solution Sessions. Afropunk holds solution sessions in cities all over the globe. But what better place than Atlanta, a historic hub of Black culture and activism, to kick off the conversations about the changes we want to make in the world?
The next station is Decatur. La siguiente estación es Decatur.
From OutKast to Donald Glover's Atlanta, the city is exploding in creative conversations about what it means to be Black in America today. Our co-host Eves Jeffcoat lives in Atlanta, where activism is as much a part of the city's foundation as the asphalt that it's built on.
It's the city in the heart of the Deep South, steeped in a history of chattel slavery, war, and racism. But it's also a kind of island, a place where Black resistance, prosperity, and culture have triumphed despite those horrors.
Atlanta has long been a hotbed of Black resistance and activism. Martin Luther King was born here. He preached nearby at Ebenezer Baptist Church, a hub for civil rights activism. Movements were led by young people and students from neighboring colleges.
And Atlanta is still fertile ground for people leading the charge in political protest and cultural engagement today. The city's home to musicians who give back to the community, artists who use their work to advocate for social justice, and activists who protest, march, and speak out for progressive policy change. But Atlanta is one of many places where people are asking the important questions and finding meaningful answers.
We the people are committed to solving the problems that plague our communities and doing it with courage and with passion. We the people are artists, immigrants, entrepreneurs, children, and leaders. We the people hold the keys to open doors and the answers to enduring questions. And we the people unite in the spirit of transformative resolutions and revolution. Like Dionne Haywood, human rights defender and head of Women with a Vision, puts it,
"We know that the people we work with, the people in community, the people who are suffering and the most oppressed, really have the answers and the solutions to their own problems, just not a space to really share."
Here at Solution Sessions, we create that space. What would it look like if we lived in a world that believes in the power of Black futures? That's dedicated to championing the rights of marginalized people, eradicating the persecution of otherness, and uplifting unheard voices.
The people resist because there's nothing else left to do now.
Join us, and let's create the change we want to see with real-world solutions.
What's the solution, Bridget?
Resist sexism. Resist racism. Resist ableism. Resist ageism. Resist homophobia. Resist fatphobia. Resist transphobia. Resist with us.